Hey, everybody, here we go on a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source. It's time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. And standing by, realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And we're going to talk with Ben in just a minute.
Life, with its many stages. From the my little one has just arrived stage to the I have arrived stage. From the first home you'll ever buy to the one home you'll have forever. No matter where you find yourself in life, your forever agent will be there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. For you, for life. Life.
All right, and we are back. Realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson in the studio. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing great. Really happy to be here.
Good, good. You just came in all full of piss and vinegar this morning.
Yeah, like, I am.
He said, today's going to be a great day.
Today's a good day.
It's like, wow, when Ben comes in and says that, you know it's going to be a great day. You been okay? Things are going well?
Yep, things are going great. I'm excited today, and like I told you when we walked in, I can announce it now, finally on air. Bully Brew, North Dakota Coffee Roastery has secured a brand new building up on Dyke Avenue, and they're going to be doing some coffee roasting up there.
Wow. Where do they do it now?
Right now, it's located over just north of Flying J in a shop over there. So they're going from a 2,400 square foot space to over 30,000 square foot.
2,400 to 34,000.
Yes.
For coffee.
Yes, for coffee.
Yep. Well, people like coffee.
People love coffee, and it's bringing business right here to North Dakota, which sure. I think is really exciting.
Now, are you a coffee drinker?
I love coffee. Yeah. I've been drinking coffee since I was really young. My grandma was 100% Italian from Italy.
Sure.
And so I was drinking espresso when I was about 10.
Wow.
And yeah, people would say, oh, it's stunting your growth. It's stunting your growth. And
yeah,
I think it made me bigger. Yeah, I think it made it worse.
It really stunted your growth. I used to be a huge coffee guy. But I was also smoking three packs a day, and I'd have to drink the coffee just to get my voice back every morning to go to work at the radio station. But then I quit drinking it. I don't drink any anymore. Sometimes on the weekends, but I got to Irish it up a little bit, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I like to Irish it up. Yeah. That's not a bad way to start the morning. Yeah,
a cup of coffee and a shot of Jameson and put that in there and good stuff.
I don't mind Jameson. I do like Mary's or Bailey's. I like the creamy coffee. I'm not gonna lie. I like a nice I like coffee with a little bit of creamer in it. And so yeah, and that's gonna be a great thing for North Dakota is having the coffee roastery right here. I mean, you can pick up your beans. You can they do custom roasting. They do a bunch of different things over at Bully Brew, not just doing the coffee serving, of course, not just the coffee shops, but they do packaging, they do marketing. So they do a lot of things. And it's going to be really exciting to see what the warehouse is going to look like in the next few months and few years. And I want to have Sandy on this program eventually to come talk about the changes that they're going to make and everything. But
yeah, that'd be cool if they gave some tours. I'd be very interested in checking out something like that. I think that'd be cool.
It's very interesting. Her building I have for sale now, it's pending, so it's under contract. But the one that she's in now smells so good, like coffee. You walk in and it's like coffee shop times 10.
Oh,
right. It just hits you. And it's really great aroma. So every time I've met with Sandy or seen her around, she always smells like coffee or always has a coffee in her hand, one or the other.
Well, you know, it could be worse. You could smell like, you could work at a cattle farm.
That's right. Yeah. You could smell like the farm, which, you know, we do farm and egg here too. Right? So it's no problem.
Yeah. You mentioned this big news. How about kind of a little commercial market update?
Yeah, so we're about 6 months into the year, and we've seen some really interesting sales happen. Obviously, I don't know if people have heard, but the IDs over the former IDs building sold for $1.2 million just last month. So that's something that's happening. So there's going to be a new business going in there. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. And then obviously you see the front of the Kmart is getting totally taken apart, right? Yeah. I mean, everyone's driving by and they're going, what's going on with the Kmart building? What are they finally doing there? In the front, they're going to put boutique shops. So they're going to have little storefronts in the front. And then in the back, there'll be storage.
Okay.
So, there's a lot going on commercially. Obviously, Molly Ye is going to be starting to open up their new bakery in the east side where Whitey's used to be in Sickies. So just looking at all the growth that's happening just in the first 6 months of this year has happened a lot. Listen Center is completing their new building over here just outside of the Grand Cities Mall. So when you look at everything that's going on, there is a lot of activity in the commercial market in Grand Forks. Obviously, since the weather's gotten better, things have really kind of heated up with construction. Across the street, there's a building for sale as well that's listed by my broker, Mike. It's the strip mall that has Ski and Bike Shop and the thrift store across the street here.
Mm-hmm.
That one's for sale for a little over $3
million. Oh, okay.
So that whole building is for sale if somebody's interested. And it'd be a great opportunity for redevelopment, too, because it's right there, has really easy in, easy out access with 17th and Washington. Mm-hmm. And a lot of areas up there.
You know, you mentioned the Listen Center. Their grand opening is coming up June 9th and 10th. They're going to have live music, food truck, and all that kind of stuff. But I'm working on trying to get them here on the show next week so we can talk about that. And then, you know, you mentioned Molly Yeh. You ever watch the show?
I have never watched
yeah,
it. My mom is a big fan. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone I know who's watched it really likes it. They think it's a really good show.
See, I've watched it a few times just to try to figure out where they live.
Yeah.
And I know enough about the area. I know where it is.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell people, I go, well, you know, this is filmed like 2 miles from my house here. You know, not that far away. And they're like, no way, it's not. And I go, yeah, it is. And she's actually opening a place in East Grand Forks. So
yes.
Exciting news.
Yep. And that's the really lucky thing that we're seeing after a couple years of pandemic and all kind of the uncertainty, you know. And obviously with the uncertainty in the real estate or in the stock market, rather, people are flocking to real estate. I mean, even though interest rates now are hovering, you know, around 5%, sometimes almost 6% mm-hmm. now. You know, it's still a very stable investment with the interest rates because right now you can still borrow money at historically really cheap rates. I mean, even 5-6% is not as cheap as 3%,
no.
Of course, or 2%, but it's still way, way better than it has been to even, I mean, even the 80s, I was talking to one of the brokers that works at Berkshire Hathaway, who's been there for about 50 years. His dad actually originally started the brokerage at Century 21, but he's been there so long that he showed me a one-page purchase agreement that had the carbon copy on the back, and the interest rate written in was 19.5%.
Wow. Well,
in the 80s. 1982, I think, was the contract.
Okay, date. In 1981, and I maybe told you this story before, but I took my first loan out. I was a sophomore in high school. I bought a bass guitar, and the interest rate was 21%.
Wow.
That $700 guitar back in 1981, boy, did it cost me a lot
of
money.
That cost a lot of money, especially $700 back then was a lot of money.
Yeah, I was a sophomore in high school working at McDonald's, you know?
Wow, that's great.
My payments weren't very much, but it took me like 10 years to pay it off.
I actually got myself in a similar situation. I worked at Dairy Queen in high school,
mm-hmm.
and I loved it. Obviously loved the ice cream. Still love the ice cream, as you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
But I went and bought a K5 Big Blazer.
Oh.
An 89 Big Blazer. It was $1,200. The interest rate on it was 25%. Why I didn't just pay it off all at once, well, then, I don't know. But
then you got to look at the insurance, you know.
Oh, yeah, and insurance wasn't so bad because, you know, like that wasn't you know, so unreasonable because I just did liability, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, but yeah, that was the funny part is I definitely, and when you look at how things change like that, I mean, even just, you know, the interest rates on simple things, even on credit cards, even, you know, things go up, but it's still historically low.
Right.
Which is really, really nice, you know, and there's still so many opportunities out there. Sandy actually took advantage of a great program that's offered by the Bank of North Dakota and other lenders that actually is for essential businesses or for what's called in North Dakota primary sector businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Those are businesses that actually bring in product and actually export product from the state as well.
Okay.
So pretty much like if you're a primary business, you'd be somebody like Sandy who will bring in beans, roast them here in North Dakota, and then export them to other states.
Sure.
And other places. And so that is what's called basically a primary business. Let's say that you build equipment. Let's say you build farm equipment mm-hmm. or you build tractors mm-hmm. or you do seed or lots of those things are considered primary businesses. A restaurant would not be because they're serving in our market, you know,
sure.
their primary customers are here in North Dakota or here in our community. And there's some really great loan programs to take advantage of. I mean, her loan program is much, much better than if you were to go at it with the normal interest rate. They actually buy down your interest rate to 1%.
Wow.
On a lot of those type of things. So I think that that's something that people really should look out for if you're an essential business and you have a lot going on. Definitely think about looking into those North Dakota Bank North Dakota programs and seeing how you can partner with those people to make your dream happen because even with Sandy's building, it's a huge building, a huge undertaking, but it was made possible partly because of great programs at the University of, or not the University, but at the Bank of North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And the nice thing is that the building is close to the University of North Dakota. So, you know, there's so many opportunities around Grand Forks that are even, you know, in established areas of our city.
You know, you mentioned Kmart. We're here in the Grand Cities Mall. A lot of people still call this the old Kmart Mall. Are there any openings here in the Grand Cities Mall?
Right now, we have two openings in the whole mall. We have unit number 7, which is rented, or which is for lease for $4,000 a month, and it's getting refinished. So they're painting in there. They're making it all brand new and nice in there. And it's what we call turnkey, mm-hmm. right? You can basically occupy it, you know, move right in. Nothing has to really be done. And then there's a small office space upstairs in the office wing that's for, I'm trying to think about how much it's for lease for. I think it's around $500 a month.
Okay.
And it's about 900 square feet. So it's a nice unit up there that somebody could take advantage of. Yeah, and that's pretty much all that's there is they're here. We actually did a pretty good job of leasing everything out. I mean, there was probably about 10 vacancies when I started being the leasing agent at the mall, and now there's two.
Yeah.
And of course, one is a big space that's kind of more difficult to fill because mm-hmm. it's more expensive and sure. it's a huge space. And the other one is upstairs. So of course, you have to have somebody who has a business that, you know, doesn't need people to walk upstairers.
You know, what I really like about this mall, say you were to get an office here, you've got two different places you can eat every day. Three, if you count Over Heaven's Cakes. So three places you can eat in the mall. Also, I have discovered the best hardware store in Grand Forks is right here, which carries almost everything I need. So a lot of times I don't have to go anywhere else. I walk out of my studio here. I can walk down to the hardware store and get what I need. I can go over to any one of these spots and eat or get my cup of coffee. It's a great place. We absolutely love this mall.
And downtown is getting more walkable too, yeah. with its shops and restaurants, and that's the great thing about Grand Forks is they are kind of focusing in certain areas on like walkability, one-stop shop. It's great to be able to come here at the Grand Cities Mall and you do a one-stop shop. You can shop everywhere here in the mall and kind of get everything you need and then leave. I mean, you don't have to. And then you're still in the central location for if you want to go to the grocery store too right after. I mean, like you said, the hardware store, getting a haircut, getting your computer fixed, getting we even have an eyelash girl, a lady who does eyelashes, Jade Skin and Beauty. I mean, everyone here has a place. And that's one of the reasons I think that people love the mall is it's an ecosystem. Here.
Sure.
Right. And anywhere you want your business, you don't just want your business to exist in a bubble in that area. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I think has attracted lots of people to this area of town, especially Midtown, is because it is more of that community. You know, you can market to a lot of the businesses right here in the mall and in the area. Downtown is getting that way, I think, eventually. I think there is going to be some price correction downtown. I think things are getting a little cheaper in some areas, especially for leasing, because people want to see the downtown area filled up. People mm-hmm. want to see the, you know, don't want to see empty storefronts. But there's some still great opportunities. I don't know if anyone knows, but the Kegs is for sale.
Yeah, I saw that you guys put a new sign up.
Yep. And I mean, those are things that I think that people should look at as great opportunities. Is the Kegs they did a huge remodel in there too just recently. So it's ready to go for anyone who wants to move in and enjoy it and operate it. And the great thing is it's a summertime thing.
Yeah. And you know, if you talk to anybody that's a local that has been here for a number of years, they're all going to tell you, the Kegs is the bomb, man. I mean, they got the best barbecues. They're really good.
And from the real estate perspective, you got to look at it from you're buying a piece of property that's unique. I mean, obviously the Kegs itself. Yep. I mean, you can probably move those Kegs somewhere else if you ever didn't have, you know, if you didn't have the location there. But it's still a piece of property that could eventually one day. You know, what if somebody buys the whole thing for development?
Right.
You know, what if somebody wants to buy the three lots all in one and make it into something different and maybe the Kegs gets added on to a new building?
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many opportunities out there that people just don't realize are out there until you talk to a real estate agent or an expert who can guide you. I mean, when Sandy started looking at her building, for example, we were looking at just office space for her to buy as an investment and have a home office, basically.
You just gave me a great idea. Okay. Sorry.
What it turns into is mm-hmm. these big ideas where she walked through this building and she knew right away.
Oh, yeah.
She knew right away.
Picture it.
that she could picture her things in there. She could picture her operation in there, right? Going from this 2,400 square foot space to a 30,000 square foot space.
Wow.
And so I think that when you look at those type of advantages, that's really important for people to realize. And sometimes you don't know until you look.
Sure.
You don't know until you just take a real estate agent out and look at what's out there.
Yep. The idea I had was, I remember when they took the old bronze boot sign and put it in Home of Economy. Well, if something like that was to happen with kegs, I could maybe get one of those, put it in my yard, and paint Busch Light on it.
That's right.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great
perfect
idea?
We could fill it up, too.
How does somebody get a hold of realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson?
It's really easy. Just 701-318-2676 or my website, propertyandclient.com.
And you will be back on Friday morning?
Friday morning, bright and early.
Going into the big weekend.
Yes, going to the Big Lake weekend.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming in and have yourself a great day, man.
Thanks, you too. Thanks.
All right, there you go. Your Wednesday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast with realty expert Berkshire Ben Olson. And he'll be back again Friday morning at about 10 o'clock. Until then, have yourself a wonderful day.